when it comes to Sheva Brachas. When you have Sheva Brachas, you have a Panim Chadashas, so you're able to make special brachas. It adds an element of joy and celebration. So Baruch Hashem, this Shabbos, we learn the Parsha of Yisrael, Matan Torah. V'yom Chasunasa Yisru Matan. Matan Torah was the marriage. So this week is the week of Sheva Brachas. So we have Rabbi Shechter who's going to come and share with his wisdom with us to give us the Daf Yomi today. So this is our Panim Chashas of the Sheva Brachas, because we have Daf Yomi. There's a plus and a minus. The plus is we do it every day. The minus is we do it every day. So sometimes we need an extra Panim Chadashas to add a new Chayas. So we'd like to thank for Rabbi Shechter coming today and to give us the Daf. And we're starting a fresh Perek, as we'll show you.
But you have a woman for Putin Kadosh.
Sure. Okay, good morning, everybody. Good morning. It's a real pleasure to be here, if anyone can hear me. Mic is not working. How's that? Better? Okay, I'll have to scream. This way everybody will hear. Okay, so now we're up to a new perek, and we're in the end of Maseches Yuma, the eighth perek, and this perek is actually all of the halachos of Yom Kippur as we know them. So it's important for us as we go through the next daf or so to try and point out some of the halacha lemaisa aspects that really will come out from these daf gemara. It's very important for us to look through and see what far-reaching nafkaminas, what far-reaching sugyas really come from these small dafim that we're going to learn over here. This is all of Hilchos Yom Kippur as we know it. So let's begin. The Mishnah says on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. Ayin Gimel Amud Beis says the Mishnah, Yom HaKippur Maser Ba'achilo V'shtiyo B'rechitza. On Yom Kippur it is aser for a person as we know it. These are called the Chamesh Inuyim. So it's aser for a person to do achila, to eat. Shtiyo is aser, drinking. V'rechitza is to wash oneself. Sicha is to bathe oneself and to smear with ointment or oils. Uvenilas hasando, one is not allowed to wear shoes. Uvetashmish hamita, one is not allowed to have relations. Vahamelech vahakala, now the Mishnah qualifies the statement. Yes, it's not permissible for a person to do all of these five things, but we do have a situation where it is permissible. And when is that? Hamelech, hachaya. If someone has a melech, meaning he's the king, or hakala, one who just got married, and Rashi points out that 30 days after the marriage, she's still called a kala. We don't assume that a kala is the whole first year. We assume a kala is the first 30 days after the marriage. So if you have a melech or a kala, yirchatsu es peneihem, they're allowed to wash their faces. So it's interesting that over here we have an exception to the rule. Although on Yom Kippur we know that one is not allowed to violate any of the chamesh inuyim, any of the five yisurim that one is not allowed to do. So then, in fact, if that's the case, why is it that we assume that a melech and a kala, we would allow this? Right? This is an isur d'oraisa, seemingly. So why would we allow a person to do this on Yom Kippur? So this is a big discussion in the Rishonim. Tosis writes later on in Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. You'll see it as you get up to there. So Tosis writes, I'll just give you a sneak preview, that yes, you see from this Mishnah, it indicates to us that the Shar Inuyim, that the other Inuyim on Yom Kippur are only Midrabanan. The only thing that's Asa Dereis is Achila and Shtiyah, to eat and drink is Asa Dereisa. But Tosis tells us on Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph that all the Shar Inuyim are only Asa Midrabanan. And therefore, since Chazal were the ones who instituted the Isser of the Chamish Inuyim, they have the right to be Mekel when it comes to a Melech and a Kala. Why were they Mekel by a Melech and a Kala? Because the Chamish Inuyim mean a person has to afflict himself, he has to make himself pained by staying away from doing certain activities. When it comes to a melech washing his face, he's not washing his face because he wants to have pleasure. A kala is not washing her face because she wants to have pleasure. Rather, because the melech wants to look good in front of the people, or because the kala wants to look good in front of her husband. Therefore, Tosis assumes that we would say over here that Chazal allowed a melech and a kala to wash themselves even on Yom Kippur because the Shar Inuyim are only Midrabanan. That is a big Chiddush. On the other hand, there are many Rishonim that assume that the Shar Inuyim are Daraisa. All the Chamish Inuyim are Daraisa. Rashi in our Sugya writes that. Rashi writes that as well in Shabbos Daf Kuf Yadalid. The Rambam writes this in Hilchos Shvisa Sa'asar. In Hilchos Yom Kippur, the Rambam says this. So in fact, if that's the case, we're back to the Kasha of Tosfos. Why is it that we're Mekel by a Melech and a Kala if in fact all of the Chamish Inuyim are Asar Midaraisa on Yom Kippur? So the Ran gives a very famous explanation in his commentary on Maseches Yuma. The Ran points out that this is one of the very rare instances where we find a din de oraisa, and it's nimsar hadavar lachachamim. The Torah gave the authority to the Chazal. The Torah gave the authority that although this is a mitzvah de oraisa, Chazal came along and told us what the parameters of the halacha actually are. It's nimsar lachachamim to decide in which cases we will apply the halacha and in which cases we will not. So therefore Chazal had the right to say that a melech and a kala are excluded from this prohibition of rechitza on Yom Kippur. So that's an interesting thing. Not only do we find this in Hilchos Yom Kippur, if you look in the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yud Ches, the Gemara tells us that there's a big discussion whether melech on Chol HaMoed is the Araisa Derabbanan. Was not allowed to do melech on Chol HaMoed? Absolutely not. But the question is that Aser Midaraisa Midarabbanan? So that's a big discussion. And over there in the Gemara itself, it says, Lo Masaran Hadavar Ela Lachachamim. The Gemara says in Chagiga with regard to Malacha on Chol HaMoed that this is given over to Chazal to decide what is going to be permissible on Yom Kippur and what is not going to be permissible, on Chol HaMoed. That's another example where we find this. The third place we find it is in Yeridei Hilchos Avodas Chacham. We'll get back to the daf, don't worry. But I was told that the next year at 10 o'clock is cancelled. So I was told I can go till tomorrow morning. So in Yeridei we find also in Hilchos Akum, what was that? I heard I'm going to get stuck here anyway. There's a snowstorm in New York, so you're in for the long haul. Anyway, so in Yeridei it says as well, in Hilchos Avodas Chachamim, it says over there that in explaining a Gemara Baba Kama, the Gemara says that you're not allowed to get a certain type of haircut because that's Chukas Akum. That's what the Gemara tells us. So the Gemara says that they were matir once, Chazal were matir for this individual named Reuven ben Avtulmus, an individual who lived in the times of Chazal. They allowed him to take this kind of Gayusha haircut. Why they allow him to do it? So the Gemara says because he was always hanging around in the parliament, he was always a politician, so he always had to look good. So the Kasha is, the Rambam writes that it's Asr Midaraisa to take such a haircut, to do Chukas Akum is an Issa Daraisa. So if it's really an Issa Daraisa, what right did Chazal have to be Makel and tell this individual that just because he's a politician, he's allowed to go shave and take this kind of Gayusha haircut? What's the heter? So the Beis Yosef explains that you have to say over here as well the same principle of Nimsar Hadavar Lachachamim, that we have sometimes where there is a Dinda Araisa, that Chazal have the right to call what the parameters are or are not for that particular halacha. So that's another example, but this is a very famous sugya, and here is really the heart of the sugya, Melecha on Yom Kippur. The Chamish Inuyim on Yom Kippur is the first place where we find that the Ran writes that it's Nimsar Hadavar LaChachamim. Yes, it might be that all the Chamish Inuyim are Daraisa, but the Chachamim have the right to tell us what the parameters of the din are. Yes?
Specifically because the Inuyim are not spelled out.
Exactly.
That's why the Chachamim have a right to interpret it on the other places. They are spelled out, so you don't need
exactly.
Right.
So that's why we need Chazal to tell us what the din is. Absolutely. That is the Pshat. So let's move on to the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Hachaya. Hachaya means a woman who just has a baby. Tinal as sandals. She's allowed to wear shoes on Yom Kippur. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Hacham Moserman. Rashi tells us, so you'll see later on when you get to the sugya, exactly what the machlokas is, but Rabbi Elazar and the Chacham are disagreeing about some of these exceptions to the rule where we find by a melech, a kala, and a chaya, all these individuals are allowed to break the rules in some way on Yom Kippur. So that's a machlokas, Rabbi Elazar and the Chacham. Then says the Mishnah of the next halacha. Ha'ochel kakosevis agasa. If a person eats kakosevis agasa, is the size of a date. Gasa means a big one. Kamol chagari naseh. If a person eats that on Yom Kippur, not only the fruit, the edible part, but also the shear that we come to on Yom Kippur is the pit as well. Obviously, we're not talking about a person who eats the pit. That's not edible. We're talking about a person who eats a date and the size of the date of its pit and the pit as well. So that is what we would consider a person who violates the Isra Achila on Yom Kippur. It's interesting because in Kala Terakula we generally assume that the shear of Achila is Kezayis. So why do we find over here that the shear is Kakosevis Agas? It's a little bit strange. So, what was that? Yeah, so the answer is because when it comes to regular Achila in the Torah, so Achila is Bekezayis, that's what we're Koveya. When it comes to the din of Inuy on Yom Kippur, the determining factor is a person going to be satisfied or not? So Chazal or Koveya, that when it comes to being satisfied, a person needs to eat a Kosevis Agasa in order to be satisfied, more than just a mere Kezayis. That's what we assume. Hashosa Malol Lugmav, if a person drinks Malol Lugmav, means a Chikvul, Chayiv, he's going to be Chayiv for Shtiyah on Yom Kippur. Then says the Mishnah, a third halacha, Kala Ochlam Mitztachim Lekakosevis, this that we just said, that one is Chayiv on Yom Kippur, if he eats a kakoseves agasa, says the Mishnah, not only do I have to eat, it's not only if I just eat one piece of steak, that's the size of a kakoseves. No, even if I put together a whole bunch of foods, and I eat a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and all together they add up to a kakoseves agasa, then says the Mishnah, they're all going to be mitzdarf. And the same goes for mashkim as well. V'chala mashkim mitzdarfim. If I drink a little bit of wine, a little bit of schnapps, a little bit of something else, then that would all be mitzdarif to the shir malo lugmav, and I would be chayiv. Ha'ochel v'ashosa ein mitzdarfim. However, if I eat a little bit of food and a little bit of drink, that is not going to be mitzdarif. Why not? Why shouldn't they be mitzdarif? The answer is because the two separate shiurim. The shir for achila on Yom Kippur is kakoseves agasa. The shir for shtiyah on Yom Kippur is malo lugmav. So how can it be mitzdarif the two things? The Mishnah tells us in Kachim that you cannot be mitzdarif two different minim if they're not the same type of shear. The only two things that can be mitzdarif is if you have the same shear. So therefore, when it comes to ochlim and mashkim, one cannot be mitzdarif the shear together. If you look in Hilchas Brachas and Siman Reish Ayin Dalet and Arachayim, so over there, this is very nogeah halacha lemaisa when it comes to the bracha achrona or the bracha rishona as well. When you have, I'll read for you what the Torah writes. The Torah says, kala ochlim yishivas haminim mitzdarfim lekezayis. If you have food from the shivas haminim, even if you have different minim, they are all going to be mitzdarif to a kezayis, and we know that the bracha that one makes, a bracha achrona on shivas aminim, is different than the bracha achrona one makes on regular food. So if you have a little bit of a date and a little bit of a pomegranate, those can be mitzdarif to make the special bracha achrona that one makes on the shivas aminim. Achol chatzi zayis mi shivas aminim a chatzi zayis mi min acher. What if a person eats a chatzi zayis of dates and he eats a chatzi zayis of apples, and apples are not from the shivas aminim? Then says the tour, emet star from the bracha me'ein shalosh. Obviously, one is not going to be able to make this special bracha on the shivas aminim because they're two different minim. They're not similar at all. Av mitzdar from the bar nefashos. Obviously, one can make the regular bar nefashos, but he can't make the special ala michya bracha that he would make on the shivas aminim. Achol chatzi shir v'shasa yayin chatzi shir. Let's say the tour is obviously basing himself off of our Mishnah. Let's say a person eats a chatzi shir and he drinks a chatzi shir. So obviously you have to make a bracha rishon on anything you eat or drink. But what if you eat or drink a chatzi shir of each and now you want to know about the bracha achrona? Says the Torah, ein achila u'shtiyah mitzdarfos. You cannot make a bracha achrona on that because achila and shtiyah are not going to be mitzdarf with each other. And therefore the Torah, based on our Gemara, tells us that when you have the shir achila and the shir shtiyah, which are not the same, we cannot put them together to make one bracha achrona. That is a very important din that comes out, that emerges from this particular mission over here. So now let's move further. Ask the Gemara a question. As we all know, the halacha on Yom Kippur is, if a person does some sort of isser, he will get, it's punishable with kares. Right? We all know that v'nichasa nefesh ahi, we all know that a person gets kares for eating on Yom Kippur. So ask the Gemara a question. If you're right that eating on Yom Kippur is considered an Isser Kares, then why does the Mishnah tell us? If you look in the first words of the Mishnah, it says, Yom HaKippurim is Aser, Ba'achila v'shtiyah, and in all the Chamishinuyim, Frekta Gemara, Akasha, Aser. How do you just call that Aser? Onish Kares! We all know that this is Onish Kares, so why does the Mishnah just use this Lashon, this terminology of Isser, which seems to be, okay, you shouldn't do it, but we don't know the severity of the Isser, that it's a real issue of Kares. It seems that the Mishnah used the terminology that's not as Chamer as it should have. Amar Rabbi Ila v'Itamar Rabbi Yirmiyah nitzucha lechatzi shir, says the Gemara, here's the famous sugya of chatzi shir asa min haTorah, as we'll see. But basically, says the Gemara, the first answer is that the reason why the Mishnah only uses the simple terminology of aser instead of using the terminology of unish kares is because the Mishnah is coming to tell us a chiddush that eating a chatzi shir on Yom Kippur is aser as well. That's what the Mishnah tells us. Frak the Gemara, hani chalamanda amar chatzi shir asa min haTorah. This makes sense if you believe. Like the mandamar that chatzi shir is aser min haTorah, then you understand why our Mishnah says that even a chatzi shir on Yom Kippur is going to be aser. You won't be punished with kares for eating a chatzi shir, but it will be aser on Yom Kippur. El the mandamar chatzi shir mutav min haTorah, but if you assume that chatzi shir is permissible on Yom Kippur, I'm sorry, b'chala Torah kula, ma'ikla meimar, then what does our Mishnah mean when it says a lashon of iser? It should say a lashon of onish kares. That's the Gemara's question. Deidmar, so now the Gemara expounds on this general machlokas, b'chola tarakula, if chatzi shir is mutter min haTorah or aser min haTorah, says the Gemara as follows. Deidmar, chatzi shir, a very famous machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, aser min haTorah. Rabbi Yochanan says, chatzi shir is aser d'araisa, Reish Lakish Amar, mutter min haTorah. Reish Lakish says that a chatzi shir is actually permissible mid'araisa. Hani chal Rabbi Yochanan, so now the Gemara rephrases the question. If you believe like Rabbi Yochanan that chatzishir is asur min haTorah, then it makes sense that our Mishnah says a lashon of asur, and it's referring to a chatzishir, that even if one eats a chatzishir on Yom Kippur, he is going to be violating an isur. Ela l'Reish Lakish, if you assume that the halacha is like Reish Lakish, that chatzishir is mutter min haTorah, then what does the Mishnah mean when it says asur? Ma'ik l'meimar, how do you explain our Mishnah? The Mishnah should have used a much stronger lashon of onesh karis. Says the Gemara, no. Mother Reish Lakish, although we have this famous machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether chatzishir is mutter midaraisa or asur midaraisa, here says the Gemara, Mother Reish Lakish. Here says the Gemara, Mother Reish Lakish, asur midarabban. Reish Lakish agrees that although chatzishir is mutter min haTorah, yet chatzishir is asur midarabban. So our Mishnah, in effect, means if a person eats a chatzishir on Yom Kippur, he violates an isur midarabban, but it's still going to be asur. So that's what the Mishnah means. You have to hold cup here because it's a little bit of a complicated raya, but it's a very interesting one. Says the Gemara, if this is in fact the case, that Reish Lakish assumes that chatzishir is in fact aser midrabanan, then lo nechayiv alei karban shvua. A person should not be chayiv a karban shvua on this type of iser. What does that mean? Says the Gemara. Alama tnan. The Gemara is expanding on the question, but let's look at the Mishnah that's quoted from Shvuas Daf Chaf Aleph. Says the Gemara. Alama tnan. Why is it saying in the Mishnah in Shvuas Daf Chaf Aleph, Shvuah Shelo Ochal VeOchal? If a person makes a Shvuah, he's not going to eat. I'm not going to eat potato chips today, and I go ahead and I eat. What's the din? What's the halacha? I make a Shvuah, I'm not going to eat potato chips, and I go ahead and I eat. I'm chayiv, right? And what happens when I'm chayiv? Shvuah's bitur. So I'm chayiv to go ahead and bring a carbon, because I violated the Isser of making a Shvuah that was not actually fulfilled. So now says an interesting case. Says the Mishnah as follows, Shvuah Shelo Ochal. What if I make a shua that I'm not going to eat? Va'achal nevelus u'treifos shkatzimur masim. I make a shua that I'm not going to eat something, but I go ahead and I eat something which is also to me anyway. So is my shua chal on that?
No.
Says the Gemara as follows. Chayiv. The Gemara says that I'm chayiv. Reb Shimon Potter. Reb Shimon says, no, you're going to be Potter. Why are you going to be Potter? Mushba ba'omim mi'ar Sinai. So Rashi quotes the famous Gemara, that if it's a case where I already was told by God Himself that I'm not allowed to violate this Isser, then my Shvuah is not going to be Chal on this kind of Dabar HaAsser either. Bahabinaba, ask the Gemara a question. Am I Chayiv? Why am I going to be Chayiv according to the Tanakama? Mushva Velman Mehar Sinaihu. What do you mean? That God already told me Himself that I'm not allowed to eat Nevela Sutrefa. So my Shvuah wasn't Chal at all. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan de Amri, they all explain this Mishnah to mean, Bekolo Dvar Mahamutarim Im Dvar Mahasurim. This means, I make a shua that I'm not going to eat potato chips, plus I'm not going to eat nevelus atreifus. So my shua was already chal on the potato chips. So now that it was chal on the potato chips, it's chal also on the nevelus atreifus. That's what the Gemara answers. So therefore, if I violate the shua now and I eat nevelus atreifus, that's why I'm going to be chayiv. Says the Gemara, Reish Lakish disagrees and he says no. The pshat in the Mishnah is, Iyat tamotzi elevim mefarish chatzi shir va'aliba derabanan, ostam va'aliba derabbi kiva. Da'admar adam osar atzma bakalshu. Says Reish Lakish, no. You want to know what the Shvuah is chal on? The Shvuah is chal if a person makes a Shvuah that I will not eat a chatzi shir of nevelus atreifas. Meaning, in Kola Terakula, the only time a person's chayiv if he eats nevelus atreifas is if he eats a kezayis. So Reish Lakish says, what if a person makes a Shvuah that he's not going to eat a chatzi shir of nevelus atreifas? So then the Shvuah is going to be chal. And if in fact the Shvuah is chal and I go ahead and I violate that Shvuah, then I'm going to be chayiv a karban because I violated my shvuah. That's what Reish Lakish himself says. Seemingly what? Seemingly Reish Lakish believes that chatzishir would have been mutter min haTorah and min haRabbanan. And that's why if I go ahead and I make a shvuah that I'm not going to eat a chatzishir of nevelus atreifus and I violate my shvuah, I'm going to be chayiv a karban because my shvuah was chal, because really this was not aser at all. Chatzishir was not aser. Says the Gemara, v'chi tema, maybe you'll say, kimin de islay hatu min haTorah kal chayil karban shvuah. Maybe you'll say the reason why his shvuah's chal is because Reish Lakish believes that a chatzi shir min haTorah is mutter, and since it's only asur midrabbanan, well, a shvuah can be chal on something that's asur midrabbanan. I've hatnan. Now says the Gemara, I'll bring you another proof that that in fact is not the case. Because shvuah sa'edus, let's say a person has a situation where he's asked to testify on a certain case. We know that he knows some testimony about something, and he comes along and he says, he promises he doesn't know anything. So what's the din if later on we find out that he does? So that's the violation of Shvuah Sa'edah. So says the Gemara, Obviously, this only would apply if we're dealing with a person who would have been roi to give testimony in the case, if not for some other factor. But let's say you have a situation. What are we referring to? In fact, Rashi fills us in with the details here. Rashi says, if you look in Shavuos, the Gemara says in Shavuos Daf Lamed that the only person that's chayiv a carbon Shavuos bitu, a carbon Shavuos aedus is someone who what? Right, carbon aliyah. The only person who's chayiv in such a thing is somebody who really was roiloid, not a woman who's not roiloid, and not this and not that, not a katan. So in fact, if that's the case, so what does the Mishnah mean to add here when it says Shavuos Ha'edus Einan Ha'eges Ela Barui in Lahoyed? We know that already. The Mishnah spells out all the cases. So it says the Gemara V'avinim Ba'lamu'ute Mai, Rapapa Ba'lamu'ute Melech, that a king is not Roi Lahoyed. Rashi and the Rabbeinu Chananel here have a discussion, why is a king not Roi Lahoyed? You'll see it later. But basically we know from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the second parak, that a Melech is not able to give testimony. So if a Melech makes a Shavuah that he doesn't know testimony about a certain person, and then we find out that it's incorrect, so the melech is not going to be chayiv of this carbon all of the yorid, because he wouldn't have been roi to give the edus anyway without his shvua. This is referring to a person who's mesachik pekuvia. In our vernacular, we would call it a gambler. So why is a gambler not really a pasul edus midaraisa? Because Rashi explains, the person who's a real gazlan, a real ganav, is one who goes to somebody else and steals something from him, actively. A person who goes gambling, as we know the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that's asmachta. That's not really stealing. It's a person is not sure if he's going to lose the money. He might lose the money, he might not lose the money. So over there, in such a case, the Gemara says we call that mesachek bekuvia, and that would be only a violation of gezel midrabbana. That's what we assume. Frek the Gemara, v'ha mesachek bekuvia midaraisa mechzi chazi. I asked the Gemara, a mesachik bekuvia, one who goes ahead and he gambles, midaraisa, he's not pasul la'edus, because he's not a real ganav or gazlan. V'rabbanan hu de paslu, the only reason why he's pasul la'edus is only midirabbanan, because it's quasi-gzela midirabbanan, v'lo kachayla alei shvua. Yet, we find that if that individual gets up, although he's only pasul midirabbanan, if he gets up and he makes a shvua that he doesn't know edus about someone, and later on we find out that he's lying, so in such a case, says the Gemara, the Shavuah is Chal. So let's translate that back into our case. When you come to a case of a person who makes a Shavuah that he's not going to eat some sort of Nevelis or Trefus, Rish Lakish said the case is referring to one who makes a Shavuah that he's not going to eat a Chatzi Shir of Nevelis or Trefus. And yet, we should say based on this that the Shavuah will be Chal on that, because even on an Issa D'Rabbanan we see that a Shavuah is Chal. Says the Gemara, no. Shiny Hasam, don't bring a proof from there by Shavuah Sa'edus, Da'amar Kroah, Imlo Yagid, over there it says Imlo Yagid Vinasa Avono, Vahai Lav Bar Hagadahu. This individual person here, who's Mesachik Bekuvia, bottom line, whether it's Daraisa Darabaran, he's not really at all to give testimony in the Bezin. So therefore, we disqualify him from the whole Parsha of Shavuos Ha'edus. Fine. So now says the Gemara further. You started off the whole Gemara with an assumption. Everyone following? Are we okay? Yeah? So now, we started off with an assumption. In the beginning of the Gemara, the first Kasha that we had was, if in fact the Chamish Inuyim on Yom Kippur are punishable with Kares, we shouldn't have used the terminology of Aser, we should have used the terminology of Onesh Kares. And now I ask the Gemara, V'chol Hecha D'Tani Onesh Kares Lo Tani Aser? You're really serious about your question? You really think that any time something is punishable with Kares, it's not appropriate to use a Lashon of Iser? V'hatanya, don't we know it says in a Braisa, in Nedarim Daf Pei, Afal Pisha Amru Aser B'Kulan, although we know that one is not allowed to do any of the Chamish Inuyim, La Amru Anush Karis Ela La Ocha Va'ashosev Osa Malacha Belvad. We know that the Karis is only applicable for one who eats and drinks and does Malacha. So what do you see? You see that although we're referring to an issue of Karis on Yom Kippur, yet the Gemara uses the terminology of Aser. So it's not such a problem with our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, no, we have to reread that whole Braisa, Hachi Kamar, and this is the way we're going to read it. Kisha Amru Aser, when they said on Yom Kippur that it's Aser to do all the following things, Lo amru ela b'kachatzi shir, meaning onesh kares is going on the real chamish inuyim. And when do we say a lashon of iser in the brisa in the darim? That's only referring to chatzi shir, and chatzi shir is aser on Yom Kippur as well. Aval kashir, but when it comes to the real shir of iser onesh kares, one will get kares for doing that on Yom Kippur. V'afal pisha onesh kares ain onesh kares ela ochav v'shosav osa melacha b'vad. Although we have chamish inuyim, the iser of kares, the punishable act of Kares, is only going to be if one violates the Isra of Achila, Shtiyah, or doing Malacha on Yom Kippur. Fine, now says the Gemara another answer. V'iba Yisema, I'll give you another answer how to explain our Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah use the terminology of aser if in fact we're dealing with an issue of kares? Says the Gemara, Iba Yisema Kikatani aser. When are we saying in the Mishnah that something would be aser on Yom Kippur? That is ashara. That's going on all the rest of the cases which are not punishable with kares. Meaning, we just finished saying that the only thing that's punishable with kares on Yom Kippur is achila, shtiyah, and malacha. But rechitza, sicha, although those are aser, possibly midaraisa, that will not be punishable with kares. Tetanu Rabbi Rabbi Yosef Bishar Sifri de Rav, they said in one of the Midrashim, Minayin Yom Kippurim She'asav Rechitza V'sicha V'nilas Hasanam V'tashma Shamita Tamalamar Shabboson Shavos. Meaning those are not learned from the same place as the other of the Inuyim, meaning Achila and Shtia, and therefore they are not going to be punishable with the same punishment of Kares that one would get for Achila and Shtia on Yom Kippur. So now let's get into the very famous sugya of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish have a disagreement about Chatzishir Aser Min HaTorah, Chatzishir Mutar Min HaTorah. This is a very important Gemara, and this is something that really has far-reaching nafkaminas throughout Shas. You'll see the sugya pops up all over the place, but here is really the main focus where the Rishonim and Achronim discuss the sugya is really over here in our Gemara, so let's make sure we get it clear. Says the Gemara Gufa, Chatzishir Rabbi Yochanan Amar Aser Min HaTorah. Rabbi Yochanan tells us, Chatzishir in Kol HaTorah Kula is Aser Min HaTorah. Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish disagrees and he says, Mutter min HaTorah. Reish Lakish says that a Chatzishir is going to be Mutter min HaRaisa. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Aser min HaTorah. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say that Chatzishir is going to be an Iser HaRaisa? Kiven de Chazi Litztarufe, Isura Ka'acha. Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan says like this, you mean to tell me that in order to violate the Iser of Achilas Nevela, you have to eat a Kazayis, correct? If you don't eat a Kazayis, you're not going to be Chayiv. So then, if you're going to tell me that every single bit that you eat until the kazayis shear is going to be mutter, then how does it all of a sudden magically become usur once you eat a kazayis? So Rabbi Yochanan says it must be that chatzishir is also not permissible, and therefore he says if you eat a chatzishir and another chatzishir, that's going to add up to be the kazayis. Because if not, he says, since it's chazi litztarufe, since they can add up together and become into a shir of Isser, therefore Rabbi Yochanan says that's the svara why we should assume that Chatzishir is also deraisa. Now, there's a big discussion in the Rishonim and Achronim about this very line that Rabbi Yochanan tells us. Rabbi Yochanan says it's chazi litztarufe. Says the Maram Chalava on his commentary on Psachim, as well as the Chassam Sofer, the Abnei Nezer, many Achronim write like this, that when Rabbi Yochanan says Chatzishir asa min HaTorah, well, if in fact the whole svara why we should say it's asr is because of chazi litztarufe, because they can all gang up and add up to become a shir, then why does he say chatzi shir asa min HaTorah? He should really say kol shehu. He should say anything, any little bit of food that's asr should be an isur d'araisa. Why does the Gemara use the phraseology over here of chatzi shir? Very astute observation. So they say, what was that? Oh, so you're saying that it's lav davka. You're saying it's lav davka, and really what it means is anything. If you eat anything, that would already be considered an iser because they can all gang up together and turn into the shir of iser. So many of the Rishonim and Achronim say, no, chatzi shir, Rabbi Yochanan, means davka. Only if you eat a chatzi of the shir. But if you just taste it a little bit, you eat a very minimal size of iser, that's not going to be iser. A very big chiddush. However, I want to turn our attention to Rashi, and I am Gimel Amud Beis. Rashi tells us we skipped it before, but Rashi says in the Dibra Masvel Chatzishir, I'm sorry we're turning back, it's just very nogea to what we're speaking about, and this is where the Achronim are Medayik Rashi Shita. You have it, the second Rashi in the Gemara. Rashi writes, Chatzishir, what's the word that he uses? Kelomar, Pachos Mikashir. Do we need Rashi to explain to us what Chatzishir actually means? We know what Chatzishir means. Chatzishir means you eat less than a shir. So the Achronim, the Tosas Yom HaKippurim, and other Achronim are Medayik, Rabbi Yosef Engel has like this. You see from this Rashi, that Rashi goes out of his way to tell us, no, don't explain like the others who say you need only a Chatzishir is going to be usher. No, Rashi says, the Diyuk is Kalamar Pachos Mikashir. If you eat anything less than the shir itself, Rabbi Yochanan already says, that's going to be usher deraisa. That's a very important Rashi for us to notice. And it's something that's very important for the whole Shita of Rabbi Yochanan in general. What does Rabbi Yochanan mean when he says, Chatzishir is asur min HaTorah? So now let's go back to our Gemara. Says the Gemara, so we know Rabbi Yochanan says that Chatzishir is asur min HaTorah because it's chazi litztarufe. Reish Lakish amar mutter min HaTorah. Why? Because Reish Lakish believes, achila amar achmana, the Torah only said that eating is actually asur, Velaka, and this is not classified as eating if you have less than an actual kazayis. That's classified as doing something else. It's like breathing, right? Even though there's air going into your mouth, it's not considered eating. We don't consider everything that goes into your mouth to be eating. So therefore, Rav Shlakish says, if you have less than a shear, that's not called eating at all, then there's nothing to worry about. Says the Gemara as follows. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan the Rish Lakish. Ask Rabbi Yochanan Akasha to Rish Lakish. Ain the Yala Kol Sheyeshna Ba'onesh Yeshna Mazhara. I only know that something which is Yeshna Ba'onesh Yeshna Mazhara. Meaning, Rashi fills us in that we're referring to the Isra of eating Chelev. One is not allowed to eat Chelev. Now, is all Chelev Asr Medaraisa or not? No. What's Mutter and what's Asr? Chelev. What was that? Chelev of a Chaya is going to be Mutter. Chelev of a Behema is going to be Asr. So now says the Gemara, what happens when you have a situation where you're not sure what an animal is? You're not sure if it's a behema or a chaya. If it's a behema, it's going to make a big enough kamina. If it's a behema, the chaylev is going to be asr. If it's a chaya, the chaylev is going to be mutter. So it says the Gemara as follows. I only know that a behema, which is part of the original Isser Daraisa of chaylev. So since the Torah tells me don't eat it, and if you eat it, you're going to be punished, so therefore we know that that's Asa Daraisa. However, Koi, or this is in fact a Suffolk, Koi is something which is a Suffolk Behema, Suffolk Chaya. There's even a Suffolk how you say it. Some say it Koi and some say it Kvi. So that's just an interesting thing. So the Gemara says over here, Koi, if you have this quasi Behema, quasi Chaya, we're not sure exactly what it is, so what would you say in such a case? Is the Chaylev going to be permissible or not? Maybe we should say, well, it's a Suffolk Daraisa, and all Suffolk Daraisa Lechumra. Right? So says the Gemara as follows, Koi v'chatzi shir, what if I have the suffik behema suffik chaya, or I have a chatzi shir of chelev, would that be permissible or not? Says the Gemara, hova ina ba'onesh yachal ina ba'azhara, since that's not originally included in the onesh, because we're not exactly sure that these are really asr at all, so perhaps they shouldn't be asr at all. Tamalomer kol chelev, we have a pasuk that says, kol chelev, you're not allowed to eat any chelev, and kol comes to teach us, not only if it's a vaday, but even if it's a suffik like this koi, and even if it's a chatzi shir, it's also going to be aser. Nu, so what do you see? What do you see? Frakter b'yochanan to Rish Lakish, how can you tell me chatzi shir is mutter min haTorah? Here we have a pasuk of kol chelev, which indicates that even a little bit, even a chatzi shir is going to be aser as well. So that is the kasha that Rabbi Yochanan asked to Rish Lakish. Says the Gemara an answer. No, Rish Lakish says, midirabbanan ukra asmachta ba'alma. The Gemara answers that Reish Lakish tells us that it's really a din derabbanan, and it's just based off of a pasuk. It's not a real din daraisa, and Reish Lakish maintains his opinion that chatzi shir is mutter midaraisa. It's only aser midarabbanan. Says the Gemara, hachinam mistabri. This also makes a lot of logical sense. The isakadai tach daraisa. If you're going to tell me that a koi or a chatzi shir is really aser daraisa because the pasuk says kol chelev, ay koi sveiku. Don't we know koi is a suffik behema suffik chaya? And every time we have a suffik midaraisa, we say suffik silachumra. So why do we need a prosecutor to say kol chelev? Don't we know it's aser anyway? Says the Gemara, Isser krala asri yisveka. Do I really need a pasuk to tell me that a suffik deraisa is aser? I know that a suffik deraisa is lachumra, right? That we know already. So why, in fact, do we say over here that we need a pasuk of kol chelev to teach me about a koi, which is a suffik behema suffik chaya? So that's where Reish Lakish says this must be just a Asmachta midrabbanan, because if it was a din daraisa, we know it already. Sigmar, no. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, and he says that wouldn't be a proof on its own. Imishim ha, if that's your whole proof, Reish Lakish, lo ayri, that's not good enough. Why? Kasabri, because perhaps our Gemara is assuming that koi is a beria bifnei atzim. This is a big discussion in the Gemara in Chulin, I'm sorry, in Krisus has it, Chulin as well. Do we assume that a koi is just a suffik behema suffik chaya? We're just not sure in the Metzias. Or do we assume that, no, it's a beria bifnei atzim, it's a whole different entity. So if it's a whole different entity, then perhaps I need a pasuk to come and tell me that it's going to be aser. It's not that it's a suffik. If it was just a suffik, then I would say that what? Suffik deraisa l'chumra, of course it's aser. But if it's really a beria bifnei atzma, then perhaps I would need a separate pasuk to teach me that a koi is aser as well. Dilo temahachi, ask the Gemara, if you're not going to say this, hada amar avidi bar oven, af kol asuye koi, when we have the iser, by lo sochlu dam, you're not allowed to eat any dam. And over there the pasuk says, kol dam, you're not allowed to eat any dam. And the Gemara says that that comes to include a koi as well. Koi sveikahu. Itzrich kalu rabbi yisveikah. Do I need a pasuk to come and tell me that you're not allowed to eat a koi, the dam of a koi? Don't I know that every suffik daraisa is l'chumra? So why do I need a pasuk by dam to infer this explicitly? Says the Gemara, Ella beria shiny. Hachanami beria shiny. You have to explain that the Gemara is assuming in both of these cases, by chelev and by dam, that a koi is not simply, it's not merely a safik behema, safik chaya, it's more than that. A koi is a beria bifnei atzma. A koi is a whole separate entity, and therefore, I would not have known it automatically as part of this iser. I need a separate pasuk of kol chaylev to tell me that this is the din. So lemaskana, we have this machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether chatzishir is asim na Torah or mutim na Torah. The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Yochanan learns this din of chatzishir asim na Torah from this pasuk of kol chaylev. And really, he says, what's the svara, what's the logic behind the Gzeres HaKasuv? Because it is Chazi Listarufe, because all of the little shiurim of food can add up together to turn into a kezayis, and then it will become Asur. So it's interesting, I just want to point out, the Rambam writes in Hilchas Machalas Asuris, says the Rambam that the Halacha L'maisa is like Rabbi Yochanan, the Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah. So therefore, when I say, one is not allowed to eat Nevelis or Trefus, that means, Halacha L'maisa, you're not even allowed to eat Chatzishir of Nevelis Atreifus. That's Asur as well. And the Rambam says that we learn this din from Kol Chaylev, like the Maskan of our Gemara, like Rabbi Yochanan. The problem is, some Achronim point out on the Rambam, that if you look in the Rambam in Hilchas Pesach, and Hilchas Chamas Umato, the Rambam says as follows. Ha'ochel kol shehu b'Pesach. Let's say I eat a kol shehu on Pesach. What does that mean? It means less than a kezayis, right? I eat less than a shir. Asur min haTorah. So why should that be the case? Why should that be the case? If I eat a chatzishir of Chametz on Pesach, why should I be chayiv? Because chatzishir asur min haTorah. That's what the Rambam paskens in Hilchos Machalos Asuris. Yet, the Rambam over here in Hilchos Pesach says, no, the reason why that's going to be asur is because it says, lo ye'achel. What do you mean? Why does the Rambam have to go out of his way and find a new pasuk that says, lo ye'achel, to teach me a new din that you're not allowed to eat even a chatzishir on Pesach of Chametz? Don't I know that it's asur anyway to eat a chatzishir because our pasuk says, Kol Chaylev. So that's the kasha that the Achronim ask on the Rambam. Listen to this answer that the Achronim give. Say the Achronim as follows. Perhaps I would have said, that our Gemara where Rabbi Yochanan learns that Chatzishir is Asur Min HaTorah from Kol Chaylev, perhaps I would not have included the din of Chametz B'Pesach. Why? Because in a certain sense, Chaylev is more Chamer than Chametz B'Pesach. Why? Says the Gemara, says some Achronim, because when it comes to Chaylev, Chaylev is Asur all year round. Chaylev is asur for men, women, for everybody. It's asur all year round. So perhaps that's why I would say that a chatzishir we're going to be machmir on, because chaylev itself is very chamer. But maybe when it comes to chametz, which kalas shana is mutter, maybe chametz, which the whole year is going to be permissible, and only 8 days of the year we say that chametz is not allowed to be eaten, perhaps there's room to be mekel there, and perhaps I would say that a chatzishir would not be asur. That's why the Rambam has to come along and tell us a new pasuk, the new pasuk of lo ye'achel chametz, tells me that even a chatzishir of chametz is asur as well. A very interesting din that emerges from the Piskei HaRambam. When it comes to the Shita of Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish says the chatzishir is mutter min haTorah. So when it comes to that, there's an interesting discussion about that as well. The Torah writes in Aruch Chaim in Hilchos Yom Kippur, in Siman Taf Reish Chav Dalet, don't worry, we're going to finish the daf. It's an easy rest of the daf. So the Torah writes in Aruch Chaim, Siman Taf Reish Chav Dalet, I see no one's been in the White Show recently. Don't worry about it, we always finish on time. So the Gemara says in the Torah writes in Aruch Chaim Siman Taf Reish Chav Dalet. He tells us based on the Gemara in Tainus that there were Chassidim Anshei Maisa. Believe this. This is wild. There were Chassidim Anshei Maisa who used to fast 2 days of Yom Kippur in a row. Why did they fast 2 days in a row? Well, don't we all know that we keep 2 days of Pesach and 2 days of Sukkot and 2 days of Shavuos, Sveika de Yoma? So why should Yom Kippur be any different? In fact, Yom Kippur is an Isser Kares. It's much worse. So therefore, the Torah writes that there were those who were Chassidim Anshei Maisa, obviously big tzaddikim, who used to keep 2 days of Yom Kippur because of Sveika de Yom. That's what they say. The Ramah quotes this as well in Siman Taf Reish Chav Dalet Hilchos Yom Kippur. He says, yes, there are those big tzaddikim who used to keep 2 days of Yom Kippur. So in fact, it's a very good argument. Why don't we find anyone in the world who is machmir to keep 2 days of Yom Kippur? Today, nobody does. Today? Oh, because you're saying today we don't. So you're saying today we know exactly what the calendar is, so why don't we just keep 1 day of Pesach? Oh, very good. Does everyone hear the answer here? Here's the answer. The answer that was just presented is what the Magen Avraham says. We have the Magen Avraham sitting right here. The answer is that there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. So says the Magen Avraham. Since you have a mitzvah that rises to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, so what are you going to do? You're going to fast 2 days? And it turns out the day before was Erev Yom Kippur, you're mechuyev to eat, so you can't go ahead and be machmir. And it's something important to keep in mind that you can never go ahead and just make chumers without thinking clearly about what the ramifications of your chumer might bring about. Here says the Magen Avraham, if you're going to go ahead and be machmir, you're going to come out and be makel on a different din. And that din of eating on Erev Yom Kippur cannot be forgotten. So therefore the Magen Avraham says, that's why we have the minig not to be machmer for this, and we only keep one day of Yom Kippur. We're lucky. However, if you look at the Yerushalmi writes in two different places a different reason. And this is not quoted by the Magen Avraham, but says the Yerushalmi, I'll tell you why. Zok the Yerushalmi, you want to know why we don't fast 2 days of Yom Kippur? The reason why is because it's a sakana. It's a sakana. You ever tried to fast 2 days straight? It's impossible. Not impossible, but it's very difficult. People are going to pass out. It's going to be very different.
3 days.
Yeah, so it's a problem. So says the Yerushalmi, therefore we don't fast 2 days. So listen to this kasha. Listen to this kasha. Let's assume that the reason why we don't fast 2 days of Yom Kippur is like the Yerushalmi says, because it's a sakana. It's dangerous for us to fast 2 days straight, 2 days in a row. Well, the kasha that some Achronim ask is as follows. The place he asks us in Yeridea, in his Beis HaSvekas, and other Achronim ask the same kasha. Well, if Reish Lakish is correct that Chatzishir is Mutter Menat Torah, right? Then let's do the math here. Over here we have a Safik Isser Karis. We have a Safik Daraisa whether today is Yom Kippur. So you're saying because it's a Sakana, go ahead and eat. Pikuach Nefesh. What do you mean? According to Reish Lakish, go ahead and eat a Chatzishir all day long. Every couple of minutes you'll eat a Chatzishir. The whole thing is Mutter. There's no Sakana. There's no Tziruf. Everything's fine. That's the kasha that the Achronim asked. That's a kasha I want to leave you with. You'll work on it some other time. But it's very interesting. If in fact we have a Safik Daraisi here, a Safik Isser Karis on the line, you're playing with poison, you're playing with fire, then why don't we assume like Reish Lakish, why don't we say that Chatzishir, if you hold Chatzishir as Mutter Minat Torah, then we should go ahead and say that one is allowed to eat a Chatzishir that whole second day. And with this, you'll in fact actually keep a second day of Yom Kippur. A very important Ha'ara, and it's something interesting to think about when we come closer to the sugyas of Yom Kippur as the parak goes on. So that's the kasha. If the Magen Avraham is right and the Yerushalmi is right, so what's with the Chassidim Anshei Maaseh who did go ahead and fast? That's a very good question. I have to think about that more. I'm not sure. What was in the times of the Ramah? What was in the times of the Torah? How come people neglected this whole idea that we are presenting here? It's a very interesting question you raise. So now let's go a little further in the Gemara. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Good. So let's go a little further. On the fifth line from the top says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan. Tanu Rabbanan, Tanu es nafshaseichem. Now the Gemara wants to learn. How do we know all of the Surim that the Mishnah tells us, the Chamishi Nuyim on Yom Kippur? How do we know? What is the Makar in the Torah to tell us that these activities are also on Yom Kippur? Says the Gemara as follows. Tanu Rabbanan, Tanu es nafshaseichem. We have a pasuk by Yom Kippur that says, Tanu es nafshaseichem. Now, it's a little bit confusing, Rashi says, because in five places in Chumash, it says the same Lashon of Inui, when it refers to Yom Kippur. So from all these five places, we're going to derive the Chamish Inuyim. Says the Gemara as follows. Tanu Rabbanan, Tanu es nafshaseichem. So Yachol Yesha Bachama. So now we don't know. Again, as we started, the Torah doesn't tell us exactly what the Chamish Inuyim are. We said as Nimsar Adavar L'Chachamim, Chazal were Koveya, what the Chamish Inuyim actually in fact are. So then what does the Mishnah... I'm sorry, now the Gemara is backtracking. What does it actually mean to have Inui on Yom Kippur? We all know what the Maskana is, but the Gemara wants to know, before the Maskana, how did we get there? So says the Gemara, you want to make yourself suffer? Yochel Yesha Bachama Obatzina. Maybe I'll tell you. You want to suffer? Go sit out in the beating hot sun. Go on the beach. And this way you'll pass out. You'll be boiling hot. You'll be schwitzing bullets. So maybe that's a good idea, that that's a way to be ma'ana yourself in Yom Kippur. Or Bitzina. Maybe you should go to Siberia for Yom Kippur and sit outside in the freezing cold without a coat on. And that way you'll have Inuyim on Yom Kippur. What do you think? That's the Gemara's question. Maybe that's what Tanos Nafshaseichem actually means. Kadeshi Yitzdarit. Talmud Lomar says the Gemara, no. V'chol Malacha Lo Sasu. It says you're not allowed to do Malacha. You're not allowed to do any sort of work on Yom Kippur. Ma Malacha Shei Val Taseh. Just like Malacha on Yom Kippur is Aser. Meaning, B'Shei Val Taseh. Afinu Nefesh Shei Val Taseh. Means, I don't have to actively go ahead and put needles into my skin that I should be Ma'ana myself. I don't have to actively go outside and sit on the beach to be boiling hot. I don't have to actively go outside in the freezing cold to make myself suffer. Nope. B'Shei Val Taseh is the way that one should be Ma'ana himself. The Ema, says the Gemara. Well, if you're right that B'Shei Val Taseh is the way that one should do Inui on Yom Kippur, maybe I'll tell you, Hecha Diyasa B'Shimsha V'Chaimlei. Maybe if I happen to find myself living on the beach, maybe then I should just stay there. That's Shei Val Taseh. Maybe if I live in a freezing neighborhood, maybe New York right now is freezing. Maybe if I live in New York, I should sit outside. Right? That's the kasha. Maybe I should sit outside in the snowstorm, and then I'll be Mekayim my mitzvah of Inyan Yom Kippur. That's not Bekumbase. That's B'Shei Val Taseh. Says the Gemara, maybe lo neim alei kum tuv betula. Maybe we shouldn't tell the person go sit inside in the shade, or yasa betula if a person sitting in the shade bekarle and he's freezing. Lo neim alei kum tuv b'shimsha. Maybe we wouldn't tell him on Yom Kippur to go ahead and change seats to sit in the sun. Says the Gemara, no, tumi de malacha. Again, this has to be similar to the Isser Malacha on Yom Kippur. Ma malacha lachi laktaba, just like by malacha, we are not mechalek, we don't differentiate, we don't distinguish between this kind of malacha and that kind of malacha, so too, af inui lo techalek bo. Inui is going to be something which is passive, and not any type of sitting in the sun, sitting in the shade. That's not the way we're supposed to do inui and Yom Kippur. Tanya idach, says the Gemara. Tanus nafsha seichem. The pasuk says a person has to make himself suffer on Yom Kippur. Yachal yesha b'chama v'tzina v'yitzdar. Again, you might think that a person should make himself suffer by sitting in the sun or sitting in the freezing cold. Tamalamar b'chal malacha lo sasu. Ma malacha davar shachayav n'alav b'makam acher. Just like malacha, which is something that you're chayav b'makam acher, meaning on Shabbos, lo sasu kol malacha. So we translate that to Yom Kippur. So too over here, af inu nefesh shachayav n'alav b'makam acher. So too when we say over here, one is supposed to be ma'ana himself, a means on something that in another scenario he would have been chayiv for. Now what is that? Be'ezezeh, that is the act of eating, because in other contexts, if a person eats in a way that he's not allowed to eat, he will be punished. So says the Gemara, that's why we take the example from makam acher, from another instance in halacha where we find the person would be punished for this activity, and we translate it into the din of Yom Kippur, that one is not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. Now, where is that other case in the Torah where we find a person would be punished for eating? Pigel menosar. Person eats pigel and nosar, he's not allowed to eat them, and therefore if he eats it, he's going to be punished. So now the Gemara says, we're going to transfer that to the din of Yom Kippur, that if a person eats on Yom Kippur, he's going to be chayv. Frek the Gemara, avi pigel and nosar. I'll tell you that maybe the only thing you're not allowed to eat in Yom Kippur is pigel and nosar. Shehem bekaris, because they are punishable with karis. Velo avi esatevel, maybe I won't bring the din of eating tevel, which obviously is usher and is punishable with misa b'dei shamayim. She'ena b'karis, it's interesting, if anyone wants to look later on in Yevamos daf Beis Amud Aleph, Tosfos has a very interesting discussion when he talks about the different chiyuve misa, karis and misa b'dei shamayim and ariri, all the different phraseologies that we find in Chumash. Tosfos over there discusses which one is worse and which one is better. What are the differences between all of them? It's not clear in the Gemara exactly what the differences are, but Tosfos over there collects all the Mamari Chazal to know exactly what is more chamer and what is more kal. So over here says the Gemara, it seems to indicate that kares is the worst. So pigel and nosar is punishable with kares, so for sure you're not allowed to eat that on Yom Kippur. But perhaps tevel, which is only not so bad, it's only chayiv with misa b'dei shamayim, it's only punishable with that, so perhaps that should be permissible on Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, no, tamalaymar, Tanu v'inisim es nafsho seichem riba. So we have an extra word in the pasuk that says that we should also include the iser of achilas tevel on Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara further, Avi al tevel. Maybe I'll tell you you're not allowed to eat pigel and nosar, and you're not allowed to eat tevel shehu b'misa. Velo avi asa nevela. Nevela, which is only a lav, perhaps that should be permissible on Yom Kippur. She'ena b'misa. Tamalomar tanu v'inisim es nafsho seichem riba. So we have an extra word in the pasuk that is marbe. Also, the Isser of Nevela on Yom Kippur. Obvious on Nevela, says the Gemara. So we know Pigel Noser is Usser, Tevel is Usser, Nevela is Usser. Says the Gemara, maybe we should stop there. Shehuba Lavala, obvious Achulin. Maybe I'm allowed to go ahead and have a steak, which is not connected to any Isser at all. Perhaps that's permissible. Shehuba Balav Tamalomar, Tanu Minisim Snapsho Sechem Riba. We have an extra word that says Pigel Noser, Tevel, Nevela, and anything else. Fine. So what's left, says the Gemara? No. Obvious Achulin. Perhaps one should be allowed to eat Shuma on Yom Kippur. Why? Because Shuma, there's a mitzvah to go ahead and eat. For a Kohen, obviously. For Yisrael, obviously it's Usser. But for a Kohen, perhaps the Gemara says that should be mutter to eat on Yom Kippur because Shuma is something that he is a mitzvah to eat. All these other things is just an averity, or he doesn't have to eat. But Shuma, which is a mitzvah to eat, perhaps that should be permissible on Yom Kippur. Tamalamar tanu v'nisim esnaf shosechem riba. We have an extra word. Perhaps I'll tell you that, yeah, the reason why you can't eat Shuma on Yom Kippur is because you can eat Shuma tomorrow. It's not going to get spoiled. It's not going to get rotten. There's no Isser. It's not going to become Nosar. However, we know that Kachim has a very limited amount of time that you're allowed to eat it. So perhaps if you have Kachim on Yom Kippur, I'm allowed to go ahead and eat them because I want to save myself from violating the Isser of Nosar if I leave it over. We have an extra drasha that says that that will be usher to eat as well. So we know all food is usher on Yom Kippur. That's the bottom line from this Gemara. Vim nafshach lomar, says the Gemara, if you're going to be an action and you're going to say, harehu omer v'havadati es ha-nefesh ha-hi, inu shehu avadas nefesh, ve'ezezeh achilo shtia, and what is that? That is called achilo ushtia. So now the Gemara fleshes out this line. What does this mean? My vim nafshach lomar, what does the Gemara mean to say here? Means, the Gemara says, if you're going to give me a hard time and say that perhaps inui over here is not referring at all to achilo ushtia, maybe it's referring to something else, and what is it referring to? V'chitema ba'arayis kamishtari kra. Maybe the Torah is just telling us you're not allowed to go ahead and have Tashbash HaMita on Yom Kippur. Perhaps that's all it means. But everything else will be permissible. Harehu Omer v'havadati es ha-nefesh. The Pasuk says when it comes to the dinim of Yom Kippur, it says v'havadati es ha-nefesh. And the Gemara makes a drasha. Inu sheyesh bo avedas ha-nefesh. It means one is supposed to hold himself back from doing something which, if he doesn't do it, it will cause him avedas ha-nefesh. Tashbash HaMita is a nice thing, but it's not something that makes everybody lose their minds. When it comes to, from abstaining from, when it comes to eating, if a person is not going to go ahead and eat and drink, he's actually going to lose his life. So that's what the Gemara says. Ve'ezezeh achilu shtiyah. Divei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Rabbi Shmuel learns it out differently. Nemar kan inui v'nemar lahalon inui. It says inui over here, and it says inui somewhere else. Where is this inui somewhere else? Right? Where is this inui somewhere else? So Rashi tells us that it's talking about where HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to the man that he gave Klal Yisrael. And then it says, "Vayan chavayari veko." So over there, malahalon inui ra'avon. Just like over there, Klal Yisrael is complaining, and they're saying that we were starving in the midbar. Afkan inui ra'avon. So to over here, when we talk about inui on Yom Kippur, it's talking about fasting. It's talking about food. V'neila frakti gemara be'imtana es benosai. Over there, Lavan uses the lashon of imtana es benosai. If you're going to be ma'ana my daughters, meaning you're going to hold back from tashmash hamita. Done in inu derabim, inu derabim. Says the Gemara, no. That over there was a private conversation between Lavan and Yaakov. So we can't learn from there to the halacha on Yom Kippur, which is nogeya to all of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, we're going to go back and learn from inu derabim by Vayan Chavayari Veka. That's the whole Klal Yisrael when it comes to the man. And we're not going to learn from inu deyachid. Frek the Gemara of a Nelef me inu de Mitzrayim. Why don't we learn that was inu derabim? That was a big group of people, the whole Mitzrayim. The chsiv that it says, Vayar es on Yenu. As we all know from the Haggadah, and we learned Va'amrinan Zupishas Deracheretz, meaning in Mitzrayim, there was the abstaining from Tashbash HaMita, so that's what the Gemara says, perhaps that should be what's Asur on Yom Kippur, not Achilu Shtia. Elo says the Gemara, no. Danun Inu Bidei Shamayim, Mi Inu Bidei Shamayim. We're going to learn from the Pasuk by the Man, because that was something that God inflicted upon us, and therefore over here when it comes to Yom Kippur, it's also something that God told us himself not to do. However, when it comes to Mitzrayim, that wasn't God's doing, so to speak. Obviously, the Ribbono Shel Olam was in charge, but that wasn't the Ribbono Shel Olam himself executing the law. That was the Mitzrayim telling us what to do. Vein danan inu bidei shamayim, me'inu bidei adam. Now, says the Gemara, picking up on this point, that we find that the man was called inui hamachil chaman b'minbar l'man anoscha, in order to afflict you. What does that mean, to afflict us? Why was it an affliction in the midbar when we had them on? I would have said it's givaldik. You don't have to work. Everything's fine. God is going to provide for you. The answer is because I didn't know what tomorrow was going to bring. They didn't have a fridge. They didn't have a freezer. And they couldn't save anything. So therefore, it was a little bit nerve-wracking for a person to know that he doesn't know where his next meal is going to be. Some say the reason why it was inu is because it's not the same. If a person actually has light and he can see what he's eating and he enjoys what he's eating, that's not the same as a person who cannot see what he's eating. Meaning, we all know the Medrash tells us that when it came to the man, they could have machshavas about a pizza, an ice cream, anything they wanted, and it worked. That's what it tasted like. But lemaisa, they didn't see it in front of them. You didn't see the food, so therefore, it just looked like plain old man. So when it came to that, that's called an inui because they weren't able to see. The Marsha points out on this Gemara that if a person, so what are you going to tell me? I shouldn't eat supper at night? Right, because I can't see, says the Marsha. Obviously, if you light candles, then it's light. It's like daytime. That's what the Marsha says. So you're laughing. You're saying, well, of course, that's obvious. Well, not so obvious. The Sma writes in Choshen Mishpat, a very famous Sma. It's not my Bekiyus. It's a very famous Sma that's quoted very often, that we know that Ein Danim Balayla. You're only allowed to have a Dintara Bayom. You're not allowed to have a Dintara Balayla. That's what the Shulchan Aruch tells us. Says the Sma, what's the halacha if you light candles? What's the halacha nowadays if you turn on the lights? So am I allowed to have a din Torah b'layla? Seemingly, the Sma's understanding that the reason you're not allowed to have a din Torah b'layla is because they're going to have to bring the bloody evidence into the Beis Din, and you're going to have to look over all the different things that they're bringing in, and now you're not going to be able to see because it's at night. So says the Sma, what happens if you turn the lights on? So the Sma writes, perhaps that would be permissible. Why? Because the whole reason for the Isser is because you have to be able to see the evidence. Over here, when you turn the lights on, it's fine. So that's just like our Marshal over here. Yes, a person doesn't really enjoy his food balayla because there's no light, but the Marshal points out, obviously, if you turn the lights on, so it's fine. So it's an interesting raya that the Achronim bring to the Sma. The Beis Yosef writes, we're almost holding by Purim, so the Beis Yosef writes in Siman Tav Reish Tzadihei, Nilchus Purim, says the Beis Yosef that on Purim, obviously the Suda has to be Bayom. If a person has the Suda balayla, he's not Yotze the Mitzvah. So says the Beis Yosef, if you have, let's say you have the Suda balayla, but you light candles, so would that be considered the enjoyable Sudas Purim, or would you say no? Sudas Purim has to be Yemei Mishta V'Simcha. Has to be in an enjoyable time and in the middle of the day. Very interesting that the Beis Yosef says that one would be Mekayim his Mitzvah if he turned on the lights. Even though it says Yemei Mishta V'Simcha, it has to be Bayom. Beis Yosef goes out of his way to tell us if he turns on the lights, it's good enough, and it's not called having a Suda Balayla. So some Achronim want to say that perhaps is the same as the Sma over here, that's called day. You're going to enjoy yourself, the lights are on, it's a good atmosphere, everyone's happy, it's fine. So that perhaps is very similar to the Sma. Other Achronim disagree. What?
Every Friday night you light candles so that you have or so that you have the Simcha and Oneg.
Very good, very good. So you're making an assumption that Simcha and Oneg is exactly the same. It's not clear in the Achronim. It's not clear in the Achronim that Simcha and Oneg is exactly the same. Let's say on Purim we have a din Yemei Mishta V'Simcha. We have to have Simcha. On Shabbos we have a din Oneg. What would be a practical difference between Oneg and Simcha? We know on Yontif you have to have Simcha. Simcha, as the Gemara says in the last parak of Pesachim, means you have to have Basar V'Yayin. So what if a person on Shabbos is not interested in having Basar V'Yayin? What's the din? What if a person doesn't want to have Basar V'Yayin on Shabbos? So Shabbos, there's no din Simcha. Shabbos is just the din of Oneg. So on Shabbos, yes, you have to enjoy yourself, but you don't have to enjoy in the way that the Torah prescribes Simcha. When it comes to Yontif, what's the halacha? Many Achronim say, even if I don't enjoy meat, I don't enjoy wine, many Achronim say, I have to go ahead and eat it anyway, because Simcha is defined as Basar V'Yayin. That's what the Achronim say. So there is a little bit of a difference between Oneg and Simcha, but you're basically correct. So this is our Gemara over here. I just want to point out one last thing before we close, and that is, our Gemara had a Havamina here, and with this we really will close. Our Gemara had a Havamina that perhaps one should say, when it comes to Inui, perhaps I will say that one should go outside and actively afflict himself. One should go outside in the boiling hot sun, one should go outside in the freezing cold, and with that it will be Mekayim as Mitzvah of Inui. We know the Maskana of the Gemara is not like that. The Maskana of the Gemara assumes that Inui means abstaining from eating. You shouldn't actively go ahead and make yourself suffer. You should just passively do things that are not going to give you pleasure. So I just want to point to... Oh, really? So interesting. I just want to point out one thing. The Stechemed writes, and it's found later in the Mishneh Berurah as well. The Mishneh Berurah tells us, I'll read. The Mishneh Berurah says, V'chein yesh machmirim, shalo latzeis bin minol ha'asim elevadim v'asik kiminol shalanim. Meaning, we know we're not allowed to wear leather shoes. But all of us wear slippers. Everybody wears whatever, sneakers, whatever you're going to wear. Says the Mishneh Berurah, there are many who are machmir not to wear anything. Vuhu megan ala regel, because if you wear sneakers or slippers, it still feels good. It's not like shoes, it's not like leather shoes, but still it feels good. Ve'eino margish klal shu yachiv. If I'm going to wear my sneakers, well, that's what I wear every day. So I don't feel any sort of affliction on Yom Kippur. Lufiza hua din nalsho guma yesh lahachmir. The Mishneh Berurah says other materials as well. One should not wear shoes. Behine. Says the Mishneh Berurah, yes, the maskan of our Gemara and of most of the Gedolei Achronim is that one doesn't have to actively go ahead and make himself suffer on Yom Kippur. You don't have to go ahead and make yourself feel terrible. Says the Mishneh Berurah, surprisingly, the Chassam Sofer writes the same thing. If a person is able to, he should just wear socks, because this way he'll really feel the Inui on Yom Kippur. So that seems to indicate a little bit not like our Gemara, right? Our Gemara says you don't actively go ahead and make yourself suffer. You just go along with what the Torah said. The Torah said don't wear leather shoes, so don't wear leather shoes. That doesn't mean you have to go ahead and actively make life more difficult. But listen to a response to this Mishneh Berurah in the Shalos Hatshuvos Maharshag. A very interesting response, which is really fascinating. He says, Misha osa pe'ula kedei sheitzdar biyom ha-kipurim. Afila ba'achas mechame shinuyim al ofen sheha-tora hitira. V'hu bala hachmer kedei sheitzdar. Let's say you have an individual who chooses to go ahead and make himself suffer more than the Torah said on Yom Kippur. For example, the example that he gives is, the Torah said, don't wear leather shoes, which means you're allowed to wear other types, you're allowed to wear slippers. Let's say I say, you know what, I want to be a big machmir, I'm a frumak, I want to go ahead, I don't want to wear anything. Says the Marashag, listen to this. Ye anesh al zeh mishum bizu yantif. You're going to be punished because you're being mevaza yantif. Yom Kippur is a yomtif. You're not just allowed to go ahead and be mitzar yourself more. A person really should go ahead and enjoy himself on Yom Kippur because of the Kedushas Hayom. But the Torah told us that there are five things one is not allowed to do on Yom Kippur. But outside of that, I don't have a right to go ahead and be machmer. Shatar tzivsa aleim v'nimsa zeh kvod elokayim mitzvas haTorah. This is the way to be mechabed the Rabbanu Shalom, is to stay away from the chamish inuyim. Aval amar shalot zivsa ator v'hu mitzar atzmo. If a person goes ahead and is machmir more than what the Torah said, halu bichlal bizayin hayom chas v'shalom, that is considered a bizayin of yantiv al kain. Min olam shal gumi shemutir leilech b'hem, he writes that if you have slippers, v'hu manea atzmo milalechas b'hem, osa shalok kedin. Someone who chooses to walk around without anything on his feet because he wants to be machmir, he wants to feel all the pebbles on the floor, he's doing shalok kedin, umisha holach yafich kedei sheyitzdar, yoser enem ukabel schar al zeh shum uklal. So that I want to end. Wish everyone a wonderful day.